Welcome to the first official episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast's annual Halloween Hootenanny Spookfest Fright-a-thon Days of Horror Spooky World Haunted Podcast Shivering Selections Bone-Chilling Broadcasts Pants-Shitting Podcasts, Ghostly Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 220. So, it's not October yet, but I don't give a fuck. I play by my own rules. I'm Absolute Deicide, your unholy host. www.gruntfreepress.com is the wicked website. I don't think I can keep this up for like a month, so. You just clip this fucking intro and play it before you listen to each upcoming electrifying episode. Do it yourself. I mean, I'm not gonna fucking do it. If you want to dress up as somebody who listens to shows that are professional and have any kind of production value, you can go ahead and do that. I'm gonna go to the party as a piece of garbage. We stayed up fucking way too late Sunday night. Playing Gears of War and doing coke by himself, who wrote fucking notes that get probably is going to get progressively worse as he goes deeper into it. That's my costume for the year. That's a real stretch, you know. Speaking of unprofessional, my fucking mic would stop drifting away from me. That'd be fan fucking tastic. So yeah, I'm still playing Gears of War 5. You know, every day or other day or whatever. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Gears 5. And the game is still crashing after every other match on PC. Now with the added bonus that when that happens, OBS will crash too. So, I have these fucking, I have like all these like streams. I'm like, oh, I'll stream fucking, you know, it's just like the whole thing crashes. So like my streams go down too. So it's these 20 minute fucking videos of me playing Gears and the game just fucking crashes and everything crashes. So yeah, that pisses me off, even more to the point where I was playing it offline I was still playing online, obviously I was playing like the Gears multiplayer online, but just like not streaming. And surprisingly, no difference there, both in terms of the game crashing. It still fucking crashes. I'm like, oh, maybe it's OBS that's doing it. Nope, that doesn't fucking matter. It still fucking crashes. Didn't fucking help at all. Plus I had just as many viewers as I usually do. I mean, the thing is, like I do like Gears multiplayer, like, when it works, goddammit. Like, that's fucking... kind of horror related. I guess Gears is horror related because it's gory or something. I don't know. Fuck you. Yeah. So I even tried, like, last night I was reading shit. Like, what the fuck, dude? There's still no just like real fix for it. No real patch. Looking for solutions to not have it fucking crash. And saw something like, oh, you know, play it in windowed mode, turn off all this shit, turn off like, whatever, VSync, put the minute or the maximum frame rate to 60 and like all this shit. Nothing fucking works. Like, it's broken, dude. It's got to be fucking fixed. So that was Gears. So I promised some schoolgirl zombie hunter last week. And I'm going to give some schoolgirl zombie hunter. That game is exactly what you think it is. It's a heartwarming tale about five schoolgirls, all 18 years old or older, they swear. All five of those girls have to come together to hunt zombies and discover the true meaning of friendship. Running around in your underwear and getting covered in blood and being okay with that. You know, having the family around you to, you know, just survive that, and, you know, have a good time in the process, and, you know, accept other people's flaws, really. It's what the game's about. So it takes place as Schoolgirl Zombie Hunter. It's in the same universe as the One Chanbara or Oni Chanbara. I don't know how the fuck you pronounce it. Those games. And they have a few of the same enemies in there. They have, you know, the zombie cops and, you know, that stumble around and, you know, shoot at you and shit. Those are from, I recognize those from the games, and maybe some like the standard zombies and shit, but that's all I can remember, to be honest with you. But it does take place in that same fucking same game world. So the stronger link to the two series is that you can buy One Chanbara outfits for Schoolgirl Zombie Hunter. They're like DLC, as well as a couple other sets of lingerie and underwear and different schoolgirl uniforms. One of which was called Avocado and Watermelon, which I don't even know what the fuck you would classify like that as, like that outfit. It just basically gives the fucking, the girl's nipples, like it's just fucking, just pink nipples on them, pink round fucking circles, and I don't know, those are supposed to be avocados, I guess, but I've never seen fucking like pink avocados, like I don't know the fuck, you know, it looks more like fucking like pieces of pepperoni, they have like pepperoni nipples almost, it's like fucking, how's that fucking avocado, I have fucking no idea. And then for their bottoms in that outfit, it's a watermelon rind. It's like a triangle of like a triangle slice of watermelon rind on their cooters that, you know, looks like a vagina because of the fucking the stripes on the fucking watermelon. You know what I mean? So of course I bought that DLC. So, but I mean, I don't really know what the fuck it is about those fucking cheesecake anime games with almost fucking like naked young girls in them. Don't like fucking anime. I don't even particularly like fucking like really like young girl. You know what I mean? I'm not fucking about that. It's not even that I'm getting like off on it or anything like that. Oh, I just think it's fucking, I just think it's fucking funny, to be honest with you. I think it's pretty hysterical. There's something like so Japanese about sexualizing schoolgirls, which, I mean, honestly, I mean, it shouldn't be a big fucking deal. I mean, they're cartoon characters, number one, you know, video game anime cartoon characters. So, I mean, nobody should be fucking shocked that guys like looking at young girls. I mean, I'm not like kids, I'm talking, not like, I mean, like sexually developed girls, you know? Number three, I mean, they're cartoon characters. So, I don't know, morally or fucking mentally, I mean, this, I don't know, this is like absolutely nothing. I don't know why people like freak out about that shit. But I don't think you would ever see anything close to that in like a Western game as in fucking Schoolgirl Zombie Hunter. It's, you know, it's that fucking, it's like when you first see it, it's kind of like, whoa, you know, that you get that fucking like, you know, tee hee hee, like that taboo feeling that you don't get very often now. And then after like 10 minutes of playing it, it's just fucking like, whatever, dude. It's like, even if these girls were fucking, even if it was just like real fucking whatever, like 18-year-old girls, dude, like wearing this shit, even if they were fucking like completely naked, it's just like, who fucking cares? You know what I mean? It's the human body, and it's like, the cartoon, it's like the cartoon human body. Who gives a fuck? Then you go back to Gears for a little bit and fucking blow people in half, and you beat them to death with your fucking bare fists until their heads explode. And it's fucking like, ah, yeah, this is fine. Like, you know what I mean? There's no problem here. Like, this is okay, I guess. I don't know. It's fucking stupid. Just, you know, stupid social norms. What I'm getting at. Schoolgirl Zombie Hunter is broken up into short levels. I think every one of them is on a timer, and the longest missions are 10 minutes or so. So, and you can blow through, you know, you're not going to take 10 minutes for the majority of them. You can blow through them much faster than that if you know where you're going. A lot of the levels are just like mazes where you can see a waypoint you have to get to, but the direct path there is blocked off by barricades and shit. Yeah, they recycle the same maps quite a bit, but you'll have to. It's just like that's part of the game. Just trying to figure out like which ways you can go, and like that can be a little annoying. Some of the stages have like most of the, it's like almost the entire school. It's like, oh, it's the same map, like the school map, but, you know, it's like fucking, it's like, you know, a part of the school, like the courtyard and, you know, football fields and shit. And it's like, oh, that's all open, but all of them, it's like the objectives you have to do to beat the level just all be in this tiny area there, but you can still run off. And for some reason that makes it really fucking hard to like figure out what they want you to do. If you take a wrong turn, you end up like outside. You could reasonably think there's a reason why you ended up out there, and then it's fucking, you know, there's nothing out there. Like, you're wrong. Like, there's no reason why the fuck you're outside at that point. But it's like, all right, well, maybe there's something on the other end of this fucking football field or whatever, and you run all the way down there, and nope, you know, it's fucking just wasting some of this time on this timed mission. So the zombie hunting is very simple. You know, you have unlimited ammo. You can equip each girl with every type of weapon in the game. So you just give them every fucking gun, make them all like pretty much all the same shit. Give them a pistol, SMG, shotgun, assault rifle, sniper, and you can just switch between them on the fly whenever you want. You pick up better weapons from killing shit, and it kind of works like Earth Defense Force. You know, you're going around, enemies just randomly drop crates with random weapons in them, and depending on your level, you get, you know, better shit. Only at least in Schoolgirl Zombie Hunter, they're easier to pick up because they don't make you run like 20 miles to get some fucking like crate from like a ant you sniped or whatever, like at the beginning of the game. And it's fucking like, I gotta run all the fucking way over there, like the entire length of the map, to try to grab that thing before the fucking shit runs out. You can also like dodge and melee, but neither of those are really that useful. I mean, there's when you do like any of the melee attacks, there's quite a bit of startup animation. And it also like drains your stamina when you do that, and you're fucking, after you do a melee attack, you're vulnerable for a few seconds afterwards. So, and you can do, for the most part, like 95% of the game, you can do fine just by walking around and strafing and shooting and occasionally jumping, because your schoolgirl buddies like to block doorways and shit, and you can just fucking like jump over them. Or you can jump over like zombies and shit too, because they're pretty dumb. And again, the same shit, they're like blocking doorways and stairways. Like, I can just jump over these guys if I don't feel like fucking fighting them. I'm trying to find where the fuck I'm going. So there's just something about the simplicity of it that's really charming and enjoyable. There's, I mean, there is some kind of strategy there where you're timing your reloads and prioritizing certain enemy types over other ones, and using these explosive pods that are all over the maps, where if you get close to them, they explode, but you can shoot them, you know, beforehand, and just almost like an explosive barrel, so you kind of try to wrangle up zombies near it and shoot it and shit like that. But I mean, for the most part, you're just holding down the trigger and trying to aim. A bit repetitive, but it's soothing, I think. It's just, there's something about like just so simple. I'm just aiming and shooting, and not even worrying about ammo, just fucking arcadey shooting bullshit. Just really, I find it relaxing, and just him fucking hearing like assault rifles going. I don't know. I won't say it's good, but it is entertaining. You know, you might get bullshitted and frustrated, pinned up in a corner somewhere, and or in like an escapable loop of where you're getting knocked to the ground, and then, you know, as soon as your character stands up, you just get fucking knocked out again, or, you know, or you get fucking lost, the timer runs out. But just like something about it like just makes you want to fucking, like, it's like, all right, dude, that's fucking pretty fucking frustrating, the way I just died there, or the way I got fucking lost and I can't find my way through this fucking stupid fucking maze they have been going through. But I'm just gonna, you know, just keep at it, just keep plugging at it, and try it again, and try to fucking get it right. I should say that I'm playing on PC. I believe it's also on PS4. And what do you know? The PC port is just a little bit fucked up. It's not unplayable. Doesn't crash after every fucking level like Gears. But there's something up with the UI scaling, where the map is pretty much useless because the markers for you for your characters, like where they are on the map, they're all outside of the mini map. It's just like a circle in the top right corner, which I don't think there's anything in that circle. I know that's fucked up too. And then there's fucking different color triangles for each of the characters, and they're just like outside of the map, and it just like makes no sense. There's nothing there. I'm also pretty sure I should have a health bar somewhere, but I can't see it. I mean, that's a problem. It's just the way the UI is just cut off. It's like this probably should be a health bar somewhere in here, but I don't know. It's just not there. And also, I mean, also like just the shooting, the aiming feels off. Like I don't know how to describe it. It's just fucking like you just figure I'm just like pointing my cursor at somebody and it should be hitting them. It's just a little bit off. Something funky about it. Probably because I'm guessing again because of the way the UI is like cropped or fucking moved around for the resolution I'm playing in. Maybe like the crosshair isn't like where it should be in the game or something like that. But it's just when you just like adjust after a while. I was like, all right, I'm fine, dude. And I'm sure there is some kind of like fix for it, but I'm not gonna go down the fucking rabbit hole of fucking like, oh, well, I have to download this fucking mod and blah blah blah, like all this shit for. I'm not gonna go through that for a game called The Schoolgirl Zombie Hunter. And I don't know, I just think it's part of the charm too. It's just a little bit fucked up in every way possible, So I also played Man of Medan again. I beat Schoolgirl Zombie Hunter, by the way. It gets a little bit tough in the end. The key I'll give you is a strategy. Is about halfway through, you unlock the ability to just shower with the girls, you just watch them shower. And every time you do that, you get an item called an underwear bomb, which is it's a very powerful item. You need it for the last boss is a fucking bitch because just constant fucking ads coming at you, suicide, exploding fucking zombies and shit. It's a real bitch, but if you have that underwear bomb, you just gotta throw it down and just just attracts all the ads will go after it for about a minute, and then just take that time just to focus on the boss, and that's it. That's how I get through it, so you can too. Grunt Free Press, fucking pro tips. Enter some kind of sound effect. I don't know. So yeah, I played Man of Medan again. So this time I played it's the Dark Anthology, whatever. Man of Medan. I talked about it a couple weeks ago. Played through it. But this time I played it in story mode or co-op mode. I'm sorry, couch co-op. Kind of, it's like oh, the game has multiplayer and all this shit. It's like online co-op or couch co-op. So I had somebody else here, so I'm like, yeah, let's check out the couch co-op. It's about as low effort as you can get for a multiplayer mode. So the game is you create these different profiles, which you figure, all right, well, it's two. I'll just create two profiles. It's not easy. It confused the shit out of me. It says in the description, it's like, oh, you can play this co-op, like couch co-op, 2 to 5 players. I was like, all right, so there's two of us here, but there was some like, all right, so we create two profiles and go to start the game. There's no option to start it. It's like, well, two profiles made here, and it just there's no like start button. There's no like fucking, all right, ready, all players ready. There's nothing. So, but I don't know. It's fucking. Then once you they make you fucking set up 5 fucking profiles. There's 5 different characters in the game, so it's like, all right, each character needs a profile, okay? So then it's a little from there. It's literally just fucking pass the controller after each chapter. Technically it's supposed to be each person controls each playable character, but this. Again, 2 people controlling 5 characters. It's an odd number of characters. kind of dumb when they want you to play two characters in a row while the other guy's just fucking like sitting there. You know, I know how to fucking pass a controller on my own. I can do that. I don't need the fucking game to tell me when it's time to pass the controller. I've been doing that since I was like 5 years old. You know, everybody knows fucking, it's like, all right, dude, I'm fucking done. You take over for a little bit or whatever after every life, after every chapter, whatever game it is. You know, it's not a fucking pass the controller type of thing. It's kind of ridiculous. They pass it off as a couch co-op or whatever. But, yeah, the second time through, I was a little disappointed with how similar the game played out. I mean, I wasn't really, like, shocked by that. I was like, oh, it's a lot of the same shit I'm seeing. But, you know, it's an interactive movie game, but, mostly it was like the smallest, like most inconsequential things that fucking, change, you know. It's like a little ghost boy who like hides in a closet this time rather than the first time I played through where he ran straight at you or whatever, or making different decisions. Like, all right, the couple there wants to get married, and all right, well, I'll say no this time, decide not to get fucking married. And yeah, then there's like all that really does is like, okay, well, there's just going to be one or two changed lines of dialogue, like that's about it. The one character when I was playing the first time escaped, Sean Astin's character there. And this time I kind of like deliberately fucked it up to see like what would happen to have him through. He kind of like disappeared after that for the rest of the game. So like, all right, well, I'll have him stick around this time. But I mean, just going through, it's like, well, he's just kind of in the background of it so far. He hasn't really done much that I think it was just like a swap out of another character. I saw him doing like basically the same thing. I know that you can, there is a way to have all the characters die and like that's the end of the game or whatever, but I hope there's at least like some like good gory like death scenes and shit. But like the first time through, I had the one character die, and then she died kind of lamely. She just fucking like hit on the head with a fucking hammer, and there's just like lying on the floor, and like, you know, some blood pooled up in the back of her head. Like, that was it. So we played through about two-thirds of the way through, and it's just like sometimes we were making like just like stupid decisions on purpose just to be like, I'm gonna do something dumb and see what happens. And Everybody's still alive in this fucking play. It's kind of hard to get them killed, so damn, I don't know about that. So, Man of Medan, it's still a decent horror story. On one end, it's like, you know, a different experience kind of watching somebody else play it while you're just kind of like sitting there as you're not like really having to like hold the controller and wait for the fucking prompts to come up, like the QTEs and shit. So it's a little bit different just there, where it's like, all right, somebody else will play and I'll just like sit here and watch it like it's a fucking movie, you know what I mean? It's different that way. I don't think that's necessarily better. I think it's a better experience just watching it. I mean, the goofy awkwardness from being a game stands out when characters will move in strange ways or whatever, like fucking when the person playing doesn't like quite know how to progress the story, or that they're kind of like going left and right and just like the goofy little moments like that. It's an uncanny valley type thing where it's like, oh, these are probably some of the most, I mean, it's up there graphically, the game looks fucking really good, but you know, it's just fucking one of those things where it's like, oh, these really look like, you know, close approximations of people, but it's like fucking like this is not moving in certain ways that people would. This looks fucking goofy as shit in some ways. We were doing almost like a speed run of sorts. I mean, a speed run for me. I mean, by not fucking bothering, I'm just fucking like, dude, don't fucking bother picking up like the collectibles and shit. Just play through try to like stick to the main path as much as you can and just fucking go. So not sitting there reading fucking notes, you know, together in a fucking room. Like, that's kind of ridiculous. So, but see, I mean, the first time through, I was doing that, I was reading the notes and all that, but just skipping that shit, dude, makes the game like, it probably cuts the game in half almost. And from somebody watching perspective, it's better to not, again, just fucking pull up a page of fucking notes and shit. But, other than that, I mean, I already talked about fucking Man of Medan. still don't know what the fuck the title of that means. We actually looked it up. I'm like, dude, I don't know what that is. So we fucking like was searching through, trying to find out what it. Nobody knows. It's just fucking nonsense title. So I will say again, I was doing like half and half watching and half playing through it. I say if you're gonna play it, dude, probably just play by yourself if you have the fucking option. I think that's the way to go. That way you don't have to have a showdown over who plays Fliss. So you don't have to have a hunt showdown, that is Texas Gold. So Hunt Showdown is a game that was in early access for a couple years. Thankfully not as long as The Forest, but yeah, Hunt Showdown, I thought it looked pretty good. It looked intriguing to me. You know, it's a first-person shooter set in like a Wild West, vaguely, you know, southern U.S., like gothic horror setting with, you know, the swamps and forests and farms crawling with zombies and fucking giant leeches and monsters or whatever, and fucking, you know, it's giant spiders and fucking assassins and serial killers and shit. It's a real smorgasbord of creepy, decaying shit and, you know, dark fucking environments. So, you know, then you're picking your characters. All the player characters look like they're straight out of, like, Red Dead Redemption. Almost, you know, they almost look like fucking, like, cowboys, only they have, like, Red Dead Redemption characters, if those characters all got fucking the plague and AIDS and, you know, fucking botulism and shit. You know, real fucking, like, dirty-looking, you know, run-down fucking, rednecks. So to start off, I mean, they assign you just like a random character with random clothes, physical features, and random fucking starting weapons. But I think like usually when you just fucking like pick new characters, it's I think pretty similar to what they give you, where it's, you know, here's a fucking whatever, a long gun and a whatever compact gun or whatever. So it's like a rifle or a shotgun and then like a pistol. So then you have some consumable items as well, like, you know, med packs and grenades. I think you pick some kind of class to start off with, but from what I've played, I don't think they're insanely different from each other. Like, I haven't really seen anything crazy. I just picked like fucking the first one that was there. I was like, oh, here's like some soldier type class, and I think the description for it was like, oh, it just plays like a normal fucking, you know, average shooter. It's great for people who just want to go in and like not worry about being like stealthy or sneaky, just like here's just like a soldier or whatever. I think that like the big like perk for him, the big difference is he can melee when he's the way he has like a ranged weapon in his hand. But I think everybody just like one of those items that everybody has is a knife. It's just like a weapon you switch to. Which I'm pretty sure if you switch to the knife, it does a hell of a lot more damage than, you know, using like, as the soldier, using the butt of your gun or whatever the fuck he does to swipe. I was trying to do that, and I was like, this isn't doing fucking much damage. And I switched to my knife, I'm just fucking like mowing down zombies and shit in like one or two hits. So why the fuck? I was like, why would I use the fucking butt of my rifle? It makes no sense. So, seems kind of, pointless of as a perk or as a class. Here's this big thing, you can do a shittier melee attack just a little bit quicker, but I mean there are perks, but I'm not sure if I couldn't even tell you if like different classes have different skill, like a perk trees or whatever, or if it's like a universal like player based thing. Like if you were to unlock playing one class, you unlocked all these classes and you switched over, if it's still going to be the same fucking perks and shit. I'm not even sure about that. The game's a little bit kind of complicated the way they have it set up, and I didn't really play long enough to figure most of it out or to get, I didn't get like play enough to get to a high enough level where I would care either way, you know what I mean? I never like really fuck. I was just playing through my first character still by the time I was done with it. So they start you off with a much-needed tutorial. The goal of Hunt Showdown, you're supposed to find clues around the map So you find a clue, you fucking, like, whatever, investigate it, and then that leads you to a boss creature. You have to get, like, three of them, you know, and then there's these boss creatures you have to fight. It's like a giant spider or a fucking psychopath or whatever. So on each map, there's two bosses, and each clue you find will narrow down the sections on the map where he could be. Like, it's like, oh, these possible places. It's like, first, like, the map will just be entirely white or whatever, and then, like, fucking, like, all right, and then, like, certain areas get dark where they're not, and then by the end, it just pretty much just tells you, you know, just highlights where he is, and just fucking, you think if you get three of them, it's fucking, all right, here's where he is, just go fight him. So you have this vision mode called Dark Sight that turns the rest of the world black, and you'll see fucking blue sparklies floating in the air where there's a clue, you know, so just fucking head towards those. And it's just you and the fucking zombies in the tutorial, like you're playing by yourself. But in the actual game, there's other players trying to do the same shit that you're doing, and they're also trying to kill you, because now they kill you, they get, XP, and they can loot your body for shit, and, so you die quick, you get no respawn, so pretty hardcore, and you'll take a hardcore shit, or break, or both, and you'll never know.
Don't bother me.
I'm pretty sure this game used to be called The Hunt Showdown, but in another example of, you know, just trying to shorten titles as much as they can because people can't spell like three more letters when they type shit. Hunt Showdown was kind of like Evolved or Friday the 13th, the new Friday the 13th game, the online one. Only instead of a player, like a person controlling the monster or the villain or whatever in this fucking multiplayer game, it's AI, and there are multiple teams of two or three who are all hostile towards each other. You kill a boss and Everybody else on the server will get like a notification that, you know, it's like, oh, so and so killed the boss or whatever. Then it'll just be highlighted on their map. And, you know, then the rest of the fucking squads or teams or whatever will try to probably come to try to kill you and steal the rewards. You know, you have to wait a couple minutes to, after you kill one of the bosses. It says it's harvesting the bounty or whatever. It's just, you know, the fucking body's like disintegrating and there's like a percentage meter. You have to wait before it's completely gone. Then you can pick up a bounty token from the body and try to escape escape the map to get like money or something. I don't know exactly what happened because I never won a game. Like I never fucking get to that point where I fucking like, oh, I got the fucking bounty, I get out of there. Never happened. Pretty fucking infuriating, I won't lie. So before I explain exactly why I stopped playing it after like a few hours or so, let's focus on the positives of this game, of Hunt Showdown. It looks great. I mean, it's a game by Crytek. I mean, the guys who made the original Far Cry. They made the Crysis games and the those all run on the Crytek engine, which is always, you know, that was the benchmark back in the day. I mean, oh, can it run Crysis, like that old bullshit. It's always kind of like top notch looking fucking games. Yeah, I mean the levels are super super detailed. You know, the wilderness looks fucking amazing and gloomy and, you know, dark and shit, which is, you know, what the game's going for. It's going for that fucking creepy vibe. This is awesome. The lighting's great. The creature design's pretty good too. It's a good looking game. You know, there's no denying that. Controls are fine too. I mean, I was playing on PC, using a keyboard and a mouse, and I started off like, I'm like, oh, let's play it with a controller. It has controller support and shit. I'm like, oh, let's fucking play it with a controller. But that felt really fucking slow and sluggish for some reason. Like, maybe I'm turning into one of these fucking KBM is superior fags, or maybe the fucking controller support in the game just sucks. I don't know. It doesn't really feel right. Then I'm like playing with the controller, the keyboard and mouse. I'm like, okay, this is pretty much how it should be played. So that's just the positive points, kind of. I mean, I tried making it positive and kind of went into some negatives there. But, so let's get into the shit. I'll freely admit that, yes, I mean, I suck at the game. I suck at fucking Hunt Showdown. I'm no fucking master hunter or anything. But it falls squarely into the, as I'm playing, I'm just like, I should like this game. Like, everything about the way it looks, I'm like, fuck, it's pretty cool. It's I should like it, but I don't category. Something like Arma, something like that, like the same type of thing. I was like, all right, it's a first-person shooter. I like shooters. It's a fucking horror game. I like horror games. I'm just playing it like this is not, it's just like not clicking for me. Like, this isn't really my kind of horror shooter game. You know what I mean? It's not my type of game. So about like half of my matches went a little something like this. I'd fucking wait in the lobby for 5 minutes or so, and it's just telling me, he's like, I was searching for a random, I'm playing by myself, and it's generally supposed to be having like teams of two. Have like a partner, so it's like, all right, you can search for a random person to come be a partner. So I get like searching for random partner message, and it's like, all right, player found. Guy gets in the lobby, the guy quits because I'm pretty sure he just fucking like pops in and sees him fucking like a, you know, low level, like level like five or something. He's like level like 100 prestige like five times. He's like, I'm not fucking playing with this fucking noob asshole. So he just fucking leaves the game immediately right there from the lobby. Some guy, you know, then like you'll get like the same guy like reconnecting to you like four or five times, just quitting, connect, quit. So he's waiting there. I was waiting there for a while. And then, like, all right, somebody hangs in there. All right, so I have a team now. I have a partner. Is it our team, an army of two. So you load into the map, and it's just like a long loading screen where it's, you know, waiting for players, and then finally able to move, and I'd just be walking in the woods for about 2 minutes, and maybe it's like, all right, there's zombies and shit everywhere, so kill a couple of those, take out the knife, stab them, gain some XP for that, and then run. It's like, all right, fucking use the dark vision. It's like, all right, there's clues over here, fucking run towards the sparkly shit. And I just get headshotted out of nowhere, just fucking instant death. I'm fucking dead from somebody I didn't fucking like see or hear at all. It's like, all right, game over. Like, that's it. Cool. I mean, it's like, oh, your partner can revive you, then fucking whatever. The partner just dies 2 seconds later. So it's like, cool. That's fucking awesome game. You just fucking be waiting for like 5 minutes and then playing for two and then having to go back to the lobby. So. Yeah, I mean, I like hardcore shooters, too. I mean, just, again, not to brag, but I play Call of Duty hardcore almost exclusively. But, I don't know, not like this kind of hardcore. It's just, I think it's fucking, like, bullshit. I don't know, bad fucking game design, I think. I mean, if you just see somebody first, meaning you're not really playing the game like I would think that, like, the way that you're supposed to, where it's like, you know, this hunt, it's supposed to be like hunting shit, like the whole thing is supposed to be like going for those clues and hunting the monster. It's not just, I'm gonna hide in the woods and wait for somebody to fucking walk by or whatever. I mean, that's the name of the fucking game, isn't it? It's called Hunt. So you know, just fucking, you know, I guess, like, just people just sit there maybe and just wait for the other person to stop for a second to, like, you know, pull up their dark vision or some bullshit and just fucking, like, all right, I shot them, they're dead, you know. The game just in general is everything just seems slow. Like, I mean, I know, like, the weapons are supposed to be slow and shitty, you know, they're from, like, whatever, that time period, like the 1800s or something, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s type of shit. Or it's just fucking, like, all the guns, like, shoot slow, they fucking reload slow and shit, and, so it just seems like they want you to, like, take your time and be quiet, and there's, now, there is some kind of, like, noise stealth system in play. I don't know, I just gonna be fucking bothered with any of it, dude. It's fucking, it's just, I'm playing, it's boring. I'm just bored playing the shit. That's really what it came down to. Then there's the issue of progression. So, you know, I'm starting off, I'm new at the game, I have my shitty starting rifle and my shitty starting revolver, and that's about it. You know, I'm having, like, all right, so I'm getting in, like, an actual shootout with this guy, and, like, fucking, like, all right, so he takes cover around a tree. He's like, all right, well, I'm just gonna, you know, we're gonna play this game, we're poking our heads out, trying to, like, circle strafe each other around this tree, trying to fucking get a shot off. It's like fucking, like, I can, like, with my fucking guns, I can, like, shoot a shot with either my rifle or my revolver, and then I'm gonna be defenseless for, I don't know, 8 seconds or so while I'm fucking, like, reload. So I do that, I'm like, all right, I shoot the guy, fucking whatever, I miss him, go to reload. Then he just pops out and he does like a McCree from Overwatch, like a fan the hammer, like unloads 6 fucking shots, like point blank into my face. And like the, you know, in the blink of an eye, he's fucking bam, 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 bam. It's like unloads his fucking gun, dude. I'm like, what the fuck was that, dude? And I'm like, is that like something you can just do in the game? It's just like a fan the hammer type thing, just unload real quick. I look at, like, the, I'm like, all right, I pull up, like, the key binding, so it's like, all right, so maybe I'm missing something, dude, maybe something I didn't know. I'm looking at the shortcuts, the key bindings, and there's nothing like that, and there's no, like, fucking, oh, press this key to fucking, like, enter, like, quick draw mode or, like, whatever. It's like, nope, it's not something that you can just do, so, which means he has, like, some kind of, like, special weapon that's just plain, you know, it's like, that thing's just plain better than mine. He just has, like, a better gun, or he's, like, a high enough level that he has, like, a perk, maybe, that would let him, it's like a perk, maybe he just fucking do that shit, I don't know, or it's maybe it's like a class, like the classy pick, that's his perk, which is, again, much better than my shitty, like, oh, I could melee you with the butt of my gun, which is gonna do, like, you know, no damage. Don't know. Don't really fucking care. I was just fucking just like, dude, that's bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I'm finally in like this straight up fight and it's fucking like, oh, this guy just says like, you know, just shit's just better than mine. It's cool. And you know, I'm sure I'm getting like nailed across the map, dude. Like, some people probably have like, you know, scopes, like sniper rifles and shit. I don't have fucking access to any of that shit. I'm just fucking, again, it's just shit you have to earn or something, dude, or fucking like buy. And, well, I mean, oh, dude, just fucking play more, dude. Oh, you know, lol. Fucking just play the game more, dude. You can unlock it too, lol. No, but I just don't. I just play a better fucking game. So I think that's like maybe like yet another reason why early access games suck dick. I mean, as I was playing, I mean, you can tell that like the basic parts of Hunt Showdown really good. Again, I fucking like a lot of it. It's like, dude, this seems like a cool game. You know, it's a fucking horror shooter. There's PvE and PvP. These fucking hardcore mechanics and shit. Something I would think of. Like, dude, this is like something I would, if I could make games and shit, I had the money, dude, this is like something I would make. Then at like some point during, you know, a year or whatever of early access, I'm sure Crytek felt kind of like beholden to their player, the people who paid for early access and they were playing it and like giving feedback. And then I'm sure like if they didn't have like progression, I'm sure like every fucking idiot is like, dude, we need fucking progression, dude. Why would I keep playing, dude? Why would I keep playing? You know, it's like one of those things that, even if it fucking breaks the game like it does here, you know, and it's just kind of bullshit. That's something that, you know, everybody, it's just like Call of Duty. It's, dude, why aren't like numbers going up? Why aren't I fucking getting better for playing more and shit? Like, you know, just fucking perks and shit. So, it feels like the game didn't need, it would have been fine without that. They just kept it like very simple and just straightforward. Then it wouldn't really be that pissed if they get shot across the map. Like, oh, whatever, dude, the guy's the same shit I have, or at least the same options I have, and like, that's fine. But just like, dude, I get shot, I don't know where the fuck from. I go to like the fucking kill cam, it's like, oh, it's a mile away, there's no way like I could even fucking see somebody that far away. So or somebody just runs up and unloads every shot in their fucking revolver in a second. It's like, oh, I can't do that. So that was fucking bullshit. So I'm sure they fucking like tweak the balancing to make it more of like a PvP game, rather than like I assume it's just fucking like, oh, the point is to like hunt these monsters down. It's like, yeah, the point is just fucking camp somewhere pretty much and fucking like try to like take people out. So I browsed through some forums, or maybe I was reading a few Steam reviews. So, with those, again, you can take it with a grain of salt, but from what I gathered, for just a little bit of like looking around what people were saying about the game, I think the weapons used to be even shittier and like less accurate than they are now, like in the early stages of the game. I think that the point was they were going for, like, they didn't want to make it some fucking Counter-Strike bullshit where people would just, you know, headshot you from fucking mile away with pinpoint accuracy while they hide in the fucking woods, which now that's pretty much what it is. I mean, fucking, as I said, most of the games is just how it is. It's fucking like, oh, I'm just dead from something I didn't see or whatever, dude, you know? So, I don't know. I just wish that I liked fucking Hunt Showdown. I really do. I tried so hard to get into it, but at some point, you know, I'm just like playing it. It's like, all right, well, maybe I'll, you know, settle into it, and then it's just like, I'm not having fun. Like this is a fucking chore to play. Like, just, I'd rather just not play this. Then I tried to play games this week that were actually like good, or had like the potential to be good. As of like, you know, past couple weeks, I'm like, these games kind of suck. And I'm like, fucking, you know, I'm like, all right, this week though, I'm gonna try to play these fucking games that look really good and should be for me. But, you know, Hunt Showdown had potential, but just playing it, it's like, dude, this isn't good. I can't do this. So, speaking of which, two Souls-like games came out this week. The Surge 2 and Code Vein. So, as far as the Surge 2 goes, the first Surge was alright. I liked it quite a bit. And, Code Vein has anime vampires in it, and I was riding high on the schoolgirl zombie hunter thing, so I went for the one with I'm like, all right, well, the last outing with anime girls went well, so let's try this one. I may have chosen poorly on that one. Like, maybe I made the wrong choice of those two games. So Code Vein, it's anime as fuck. It's Dark Souls as fuck. Kind of. I mean, the anime bleeds through a little bit in the story, which is, you know, explicitly told. It's not like, you know, it's straight up tutorial with it telling you what to do and all that shit and cutscenes and all that. It's not fucking like Dark Souls. Just fucking just go out and just explore and you'll figure it out. It's the stories. It's the setup is interesting, I think. Anyway, you know, it's a Code Vein takes place in a post-apocalyptic world where I'm just like assuming it's our world, you know, our Earth. With it's got like modern cars and buildings everywhere. And just all, you know, everything's all just broken down and twisted, and kind of looks like the levels in Darksiders that took place in like cities and shit, or Castlevania Lords of Shadow, another game about like post-apocalyptic Earth, like with vampires taking over. So all right, so maybe not like the most fucking unique concept there that they're going for, but you know, it's like I do like the way the game, just like the style of the game, you know, it's sort of like a steampunk, again, I'd call it like gothic horror, just fucking end of the world vibe. And you know, there's areas in there where the air is toxic, so everybody has to wear gas masks. So there's a lot of, you know, just fucking one of those like that again, like steampunk gas masks and belts everywhere, all over everybody's fucking clothes and fucking like bright colors and shit. And you know, anime, it is fucking anime. So there's a robust character creator. You know, he's got the whole deal there, you know, tattoos you can pick from and scars and hairstyles and a dozen different accessories that you can place anywhere on your body and all that shit, and size them, you know, make them big, make them small, try to rotate them, turn them around, all that shit. It's similar to Soul Calibur's character creator, and both Soul Calibur and Code Vein were both made by Bandai Namco, so that's probably not a coincidence. I mean, they probably just kind of shared a lot of the same shit. You know, I made a chick at first. I was going for like a sort of, I don't know, like schoolgirl and or zombie hunter style was what I was going for as my guide, but I actually ended up on like the complete opposite end of that spectrum, and I gave her just, you know, lots of clothes and fucking like, you know, all these like accessories and shit. She's got a little black coffin box on her arm, and you know, an eye patch and belts, mentioned fucking like belts everywhere and shit. Then I'm like, ah, maybe I kind of overdid it with all like the accessories of like putting shit, like as much shit as I could, just like strapping it to her fucking body for no reason. But, I'm like, it's just kind of like an over designed mess here. But, then I start playing the game, like, oh, that's kind of just how every character, like every character is just like fucking like shit, like everywhere. You like all these fucking accessories and fucking garbage everywhere. So she kind of like fits right in. And, you know, of course they gave her some fucking racist name, like, I don't know, it was like Jappy Slant Eye or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but yeah, so, something similar. The usual character creator thing I do. So in the lore of Code Vein, from what I played so far, I'm not really not that deep into it. It only came out a couple days ago. But from what I understand, like, you know, the vampires are the ruling class here. And I think it's like they fed on humans to the point where, you know, they're almost extinct. So most of the vampires are these like roaming gangs. They're looking for this fruit that has blood in it. It's like these glass vials of fucking blood that grow from trees to feed on. Just fucking go with it for now. So since they're vampires, they can't die. So I mean, that's why they perpetually fucking respawn in a soul, you know, Dark Souls like manner, where fucking this fucking the rebirth over and over. It's like, well, they're vampires, they can't die, so that's what they do in this game. So there's also some kind of justification for the different classes that you can choose from. You know, there's half a dozen of them or so, where it's, you know, a pure melee focused build, or one that can use guns, or this one's a mage magic user. You have all these different abilities you can use, but you can switch between them at will, because the character that you play as is you know, special somehow. So it's like a blank slate. You can swap out your skills on the fly. I for the most part, I just stick to fucking, I'm like, I don't know, I could deal with all this magic shit or fucking the guns and all that shit, but having to deal with like a mana meter, which you have to fucking, you know, you build up every like spell or whatever you do, like fucking costs a little bit. Every fucking like shot you take with a ranged weapon uses a little bit, and then you can fucking drain blood from enemies, and that like recharges it. I'm just fucking like, oh, I just don't want to deal with that. I'd rather just stick with the fucking just melee character, and just what I usually, that's usually how I play these games anyway. So if you were to watch somebody playing Code Vein, you'd probably draw the conclusion of like, oh, you know, it's a straight fucking Souls clone, just completely, just every, it looks very similar to a Souls game. It's, you know, light attack, heavy attack, roll, fucking parry, you know, you have a health item, Estus shard type thing, that has limited uses until you rested a bonfire to refill it, or, you know, the bonfires are called missile this time, or it's just a, some kind of like glowing plant. The UI is the same for the most part from Dark Souls. It's just more, it's supposed to be like more modern or futuristic, I guess. It's supposed to take place in the future. But you can do fucking backstabs. There's plenty of fucking bottomless pits everywhere you can just drop down to. You know, there'll be like ledges where you can just drop down ledge to ledge to like get to the bottom. Or, you know, bottomless pit, I guess. I mean, it's not really a bottomless pit, but it's like, oh, there's a secret down there. You just have to like drop down and look below me to drop to each ledge, you know, one at a time. And there's like sparkly items, you know, sparkly items there to pick up, you know, fucking whatever. You know, elevators you can go into. They have like these big circular buttons on the bottoms of them that you stand on, and they depress, and then fucking that activates it, and there's like a switch on the other. It's like the same shit, you know what I mean? You know the drill. You know, you fucking retrieve your souls when you die, or you lose them. It's pretty much, it's like fucking, it is fucking like Dark Souls, you know, if you just looked at it, but when you're playing it, I don't know. Like I just don't know how similar it really feels. Like something seems off, really, with the combat. There's no weight to it. It just doesn't feel like there's any impact. You know, Dark Souls always felt like kind of like heavy and shit. And like a lot of like, you know, even like the surge is very just like heavy and fucking, you know, big swings and fucking, you know, you feel shit fucking like hitting. And this is, again, just fucking no real weight to it. I mean, if fighting like the vast majority of the enemies is pretty mindless and easy, where you can just jam the light attack button a few times, they'll die. You can easily get behind them and, you know, backstab them, hopefully, especially because you almost always have a like an AI companion with you just by default. It's just fucking, this is your follower or whatever, your fucking companion. He's going to be there the entire time, just like fighting and shit. And there's no like soapstone you're using or summoning or any of that shit. They're just fucking, this guy's just with you the whole time, and they'll fucking murder. A lot of times it's like, oh, there's an enemy, and then fucking like, oh, my partner or whatever is just fucking already like fighting him. And the thing's almost dead by the time I even like am able to walk over there and get a hit or two in. It's like, oh, the thing's pretty much dead. Or at least to like distract them again. So it's fucking like, oh, they'll start fighting them. The enemy will just be focused on them. It's like, well, I'm just gonna go to their back and backstab them and kill them instantly. You're almost, you know, that shit. So, but then easy for the most part, but then you'll run into some enemies that are just like complete fucks. Like they're complete assholes to fucking fight. And it's not, it just doesn't seem like balanced on purpose like this. It just seems like, oh, this, you know, this is big fucking demon thing and it should be hard to take down. And then it's fucking really fucking easy. But then there's like a pinwheel equivalent that looks like a critter, kind of, you know, from the movie Critters. It's just like a spiky ball that rolls around, and they'll start spinning. You know, they spin like real fast, almost like fucking Sonic about to do a fucking dash, like that type of thing. Just a ball spinning. When you're obviously supposed to. They want you to fucking like dodge out of the way before they, you know, they fucking do their attack when they fucking spin, well, roll at you. It's like, are you supposed to dodge, get out of the way and attack them? But even like the first time they introduce those fucking enemies, there's like four of them. And if you miss time, like a dodge, like even, but by a little bit, you know, if you miss time, one of the dodges, they hit you, or one of them fucking just like hits you from the back. And it's like, all right, well, I'm fucking dodging. And then fucking, you can't really keep track of like four of them fucking coming at you. So, like as soon as you get hit, you're just in this bullshit, like juggle state where you're knocked on the ground for 5 seconds. Then like right away, you know, you get back up again and they, you know, does it again. Almost the same problem with Schoolgirl Zombie Hunter, right? He's fucking, he's just like, oh, this bullshit, just fucking juggling, and you know, then you start to get up, they're already rolling towards you again. You're trapped in a wall. It's a bitch, and not really like a challenging way, like a frustrating fucking garbage way. I'm just fucking like, what the fuck, dude? This is just making me mad. I'm just fucking, these things should be fucking like easy as shit. It's just like a normal enemy, you know. So I don't know, just like the combat in Code Vein is just like not quite there. Like it doesn't quite feel right, you know. It doesn't have, I'm not saying like it has to be like a 1-to-1 Dark Souls combat. It could be a completely different like style or whatever, but whatever they're going for here in Code Vein, it's just, again, it's just fucking like, it doesn't feel good. it just doesn't feel fucking right to like fight shit. For whatever reason, I can't quite put my finger on. It just feels, again, just no weight. It feels floaty, and I don't know. So, and then there's like, you know, the leveling system where they have all the stats there you would expect. You know, it's like, you know, strength, dexterity, magic, or whatever. And then, you know, you look at your weapons, and this one is like a strength, whatever requirement, dexterity requirement, the same basic shit as Souls, but. The thing is with the stats, you can't like level up the stats individually. So I'm not even entirely sure how the fuck that even works. Like, it's just like a generic level up. It seems like just go from level 1 to 2, 3, you know, it's like fucking just level up and spend however many souls or whatever to do it. You just do it. And it's fucking, all right, well now you're a level higher. You have like more hit points. And I think that's it. As far as I know, it seems really simplified, which, I mean, honestly, you have no problem with that if they're just doing it. They're just fucking like, oh, you're just going to level up. It's just going to make the game easier, period, every time you do it, and not give you that customizable control of like, oh, I'm going to go for this build for this weapon, you know, try to level up this stat, the strength stat, so I can use a giant hammer or whatever the fuck. If they want to just fucking like, oh, you just level up and that's about it. But I just don't understand. Like, I don't understand how to level up your stats to even like start using some of the fucking weapons like more effectively or whatever. So don't know yet. I haven't figured the fucking leveling system out, and I'm fucking like level like 34 or 35 or something already. But yeah, I think that the biggest problem with the game I have right now is the level design, where again, I'm like 5 hours into it and I'm just already fucking lost. I'm just like hopelessly fucking lost. And they have like these open sprawling areas, and you know, there's a swamp very early on where it's fucking just going through this deep water that's slowing you down when you're moving, and fog everywhere, so you can't see where you're going. It's a fucking, it's just like a maze again. It's just a fucking, you know, level like two you're on pretty much in the game, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this? Like, is this like Blight Town? Is the game is Blight Town already? They just fucking started, dude. I'm still trying to get used to the controls and shit. And here's like, oh, here's like some shit where your character can't roll because or whatever because they're stuck in mud or whatever. It's just like, dude, come on. I'm fucking just walking in circles already, like aimlessly fucking looking for where the fuck to go. Not a good look to start it off like that early, but. I don't know. I'll press on with that game. I'll have fucking further impressions with it next week. I was thinking, I'm like, dude, I bought the fucking, what the fuck, the new Zelda game on Switch, the remake of the Game Boy. I never played it. I'm like, dude, that's probably, if I want to play a good game, I'm sure that's pretty fucking good, but. Then I'm like, fucking, it's like, why? Again, dude, I'm fucking, should be playing that, but oh, it's Spookfest. I have to do my little themes because I'm a fucking faggot. And it's just like, you know, I've been playing this fucking, I'm just like knee deep in a shitty swamp instead. I mean, that's really a metaphor for my life, I think. And for www.gruntfreepress.com. Go there, suggest some games to me that won't fucking suck, that I'm not going to be miserable playing through. You can do that to send any suggestions to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide, and this podcast has been officially condemned, if you catch my drift. The drift being that all new games suck, and I'm probably just gonna play fucking Condemned for the 100th time this week. It was fucking, I'm just getting kind of sick of like fucking, play some good games and try this new thing out. Oh, it sucks. What do you know? Creatures and enemies, and we can chop them up into pieces. Still connect.